message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. It brings understanding to the simple. Let your word come out this morning simply, and let your name be glorified. Think through my mind. Keep me focused, Lord. Let my mind and my mouth connect, and let your Holy Spirit breathe on all of us. Let your word not fall to the ground. Change and transform us and be glorified in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Like I said in the first service, I have a very ambitious message today. What I'm doing today, I've never done in our 30 years of existence. So bear with me as I'm running. Luke chapter 1. Following the theme of the year, which is following Jesus, fishing for men. And today we are going to be looking at following Jesus part 1. Following Jesus part 1. Luke chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 31. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Amen? Is that what your Bible said? So Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. Who is Jesus? Is what I'm trying to answer. Thank God we just did Christmas and we know the story of Jesus. Matthew 1:21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, everybody, which is translated, God with us. So who is Jesus? Based on this scripture, he is the Son of the Highest. He is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. He was fully God and fully man. The Spirit of God came upon his mother and she conceived him. Because he came through a woman, he was human. And because he came through the Holy Spirit, he was God. So he was fully God and fully human. The Bible calls him Jesus because he will save the world from their sin. Because he is saving us, he has saved us, he is saving the world of their sin. And Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. God was with Jesus, and God is with us through Jesus Christ. So who is Jesus? He is the Son of God. He is the Son of the Highest. He is God with us. He is Emmanuel. And he is the Savior of the world. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that Jesus was born, Jesus grew normally as a human being, and he went through all the processes that human beings went through. He was circumcised. He was dedicated in church. He was dedicated, and I'll show you in Luke chapter 2, verse 36. Please open your Bible. I want to hear the Bible flipping. Luke chapter 2, verse 36. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. It's a long story. Jesus was brought to the temple. Please read from verse 25 and you will see. Simeon blessed him and all. And coming in that instant, when the child was brought in verse 38, the woman coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Look at verse 39. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. Let's read verse 40 together, everyone. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Did you see that in your Bible? Look at verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, to his parents. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. So to get the full gist, you have to read chapter 1 and chapter 2, and you will see the whole gist. In this time of prayer and fasting, please read it. Verse 52. And Jesus, let's read together. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. What I'm trying to establish here is the fact that Jesus was born, Jesus was circumcised, Jesus was taken to the temple, and he was dedicated. He was given to the Lord. And all the rites or all the things that needed to be done when somebody is born, he went through. And he grew like a normal person. At the age of 12, they went to Jerusalem for their yearly whatever festival, and he stayed behind, and his parents went home, after 3 days or 2 days journey, they turned and didn't see him and went back and found him in the temple with elders answering tough questions and all. And they asked, why did you do that? And he says, was I not supposed to be about my father's business? The point I'm trying to make is that every time you have a child, you must go through the process. Do for him what was done for Jesus, because you are trying to make that child a disciple from beginning. So Jesus was dedicated. Jesus grew up. He got wisdom. He got grace. And God was with him. He grew a normal life. But remember that much as all of these things were going on, he was still God, because he was born of the seed of the Holy Spirit. So he was fully God and fully human. Praise the Lord. And thank you. And then he was baptized. Matthew chapter 3. This year we are following Jesus. So like Pastor Wilson said during Holy Communion, before you follow somebody, know them. That's why it's not every prophet that shows up in town you'll be here, you'll be following. Don't see people on TV and bank all your life on them. You don't know anything about them. Give them all your money. They will chop it and nothing will happen to your life. Follow who you know. Follow Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John to the Jordan, at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for this is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. And when he had baptized him, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly, everybody, a voice came from heaven saying, everybody. So the Holy Spirit attested to the fact that he was the Son of God. And he was a beloved son. So he was baptized and the Holy Spirit came upon him. Let me pause here and say that every Christian is supposed to be baptized in water. You are supposed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and to be baptized in water. And it is full immersion. You're supposed to be dunked in the water and you come out. That was how Jesus was baptized. It means that you have died to the world and you have risen to live with Christ. That is the meaning of baptism. You are supposed to be baptized. Jesus went through all the rites to fulfill the righteousness, everything that was right to be done. So those of you whose women are staying in your house and you have not paid bride price, you are in contra something of the law. You should pay. They have had 4 children, but you have not paid bride price. That is wickedness. Go and do what is right. You live with your woman, she has given children, you are not married in church, or you are not married, that is not good. Do the right things. Make sure your children are dedicated to the Lord. Make sure their children are giving to the Lord. Every time I'm praying for our children, I tell God, Father, we did not give them to the devil. It was to you we presented them. We anointed them on the altar for you. You have to watch over them. They cannot be taken by the devil. The devil cannot have them. I use that to pray every day. So dedicate your children to the Lord. If your children are grown and they are not dedicated, still bring them back here. Let us dedicate them to the Lord. Let us mark them for Christ. Because that anointing sets them apart. And you can always use it as a point of contact to pray. Amen. So it was done for Jesus. It should be done for your children. It was attested. And then if you go back after the baptism, chapter 4, verse 1 to 11 talks about his temptation and how he overcame. We will talk about that sometime in the year. And how he went everywhere and preached and all. And then he comes to Galilee and starts calling the disciples. He calls Peter and John. He calls James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And he says, follow me. In chapter 4, verse 19. Chapter 4 of Matthew, verse 19. Then he said to them, follow me. Everybody say it. Follow me, and I will make you what? Before I make you fishers of men, what must you do? What must you do? And when you follow me, what will happen? I will make you fishers of men. The question I've always wondered and asked is, how would somebody just walk up to somebody and say, follow me, and you will live your whole life and follow? Has anybody wondered like me? I used to wonder, you know. And they left their boats, left their businesses, left their father and everybody and followed Jesus. So in my study to preach this, by the way, this was a very simple, difficult message to preach because I had to put pieces together and make sense because we are trying to understand things before we start flowing. And in reading, here is some of what people thought. They said there are different explanations as to why these disciples left and followed Jesus. Some said there must have been something incredibly special about him that compelled people to lay down their lives and followed him. Others said when you encountered him, you encountered divinity, which is true. And others said maybe something about in him, the light in him, made the darkness in you disappear. And so you followed him. All these answers are not wrong. But I found something interesting as I read and as I studied. I come across a guy who did an article called Jason. The guy's name is Jason Lossenheiser. Sounds like a Swedish name or something like that. He told a story. He also read it from an article of one theologian, and then he summarized it for us. He said in the culture of the people in Galilee, they were people of the Bible. They were a very religious community. And in those days, young children from the age of 5 in Galilee were taken to be taught the Torah, their Bible. They were taught the Bible, their Torah, and by their late teenage years, they would have completed a bout of studies. Some people will learn a trade, others will continue in the study, and then the women always married at the age of teenage, at their late teenage years. And so the ones that were outstanding in the Torah would now seek for a rabbi to tutor them, to disciple them, called, let me get the name, the discipleship name in Israel, called, Tali something. Where did I write it? Talmidim, Talmidim. So they will now go and look for a rabbi who will tutor them. Now this rabbi will, if you qualified, he will accept you. And if he accepted you, it was a great honor. It was a great honor that you were qualified to be accepted by a rabbi. So imagine Jesus is this rabbi that people are already beginning to know. He was at the baptism when John said, oh, the Son of Man who takes away the sins of the world. I'm not worthy to untie his shoelace and all. They had had that conversation. And maybe had the dove say, this is my beloved son and all of that. And maybe he had started doing some miracles. He had started doing some miracles and all of that. We don't know. But then imagine this rabbi comes along and John and Zebedee and James, his brother, the sons of Zebedee, are in the boat. And the rabbi says, follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. Can you now see why they dropped their net and followed him? Because normally they were the ones that went to look for the rabbi. and begged, and then they had to be interviewed and seen and approved. But now the rabbi comes and calls you. So that was why they could leave easily. And the father, they said, was in awe. It's like a thing of great pride that my two children have so outstanding themselves that this master calls them. In fact, some of the people say it was like the father even had tears in his eyes. So it was easy to let them go because it was a great honor. Now that made a lot of sense to me. Isn't it like us that we did not go to look for Jesus, but he looked for us and saved us? And here we are sitting today learning from him. Yeah, somebody ought to give him some praise. Hallelujah. So they were on their way to being like Jesus. When they followed Jesus, they were on their way to being like him. And the purpose was to make, they were to be like Jesus. Because the Talmidim becomes like the master. Now, after Jesus called the disciples together, you know the first thing he did with them was to teach them. It was to teach them. So, what does it mean to follow Jesus? Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. First, the first definition of follow. To follow means to move behind someone or something and go where it or he or she is going. So you follow that person or thing to go with him. So to become a disciple of Jesus is to become like him. Is to follow Jesus to become like him by obeying his teachings and by imitating his actions. You obey his teachings and imitate his examples. You obey his teachings and follow his examples. And what are some of the examples of Jesus? He goes to church, you go to church. He heals the sick, you heal the sick. It is so easy for me now to see that all of us in our care groups being healing people is just so easy, and we will explain it as time goes on. That Jesus, to be like Jesus is to do what he did. No wonder he says, if you follow me, greater signs than this, you will do these signs and greater because I go to the Father. So to be like him is to follow his teachings and to imitate him. If he forgave, we forgive. If he loved the sinner, we love the sinner. If he had the capacity to speak to a fish and money comes, we have the same ability. And I'll show you how by the grace of God. So to be a disciple, to follow Jesus, means to be like him, to obey his teachings, and to imitate him. Three times in the gospel, Jesus told people to follow him. More than three times, but I want to pick three times. The beginning, the middle, and the end. The first time we see him in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. He said to the disciples, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In the middle of his ministry, a crowd follows him, and he turns and says to them, anyone who follows me or comes after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And then at the end of his life, when he's asking Peter, do you love me? Peter says yes. And then after their discussion back and forth as to whether he loved him or not, the third time he says, now Peter followed me, in John chapter 19, in John chapter 21, verse 19. And so Jesus has always called people to follow him, and today he is calling you to follow him. So when do we start following Jesus? We start following Jesus when we believe the gospel, repent and respond to the altar call. We respond to the altar call and repent of our sins and put our trust in God and agree to be reconciled to God. That is the first step. Then after that, we begin to follow him to understand his teachings and to obey him. We understand the teachings and to follow. That's why you keep coming to church, to understand the teachings of Jesus. And then you begin to follow his examples. So you understand the teachings, you follow the example. Please listen to me. The first thing after Jesus called his disciples was to teach them. And he taught them the Sermon on the Mount. So by the grace of God, this first quarter, we are going to dedicate our lives to understanding the Sermon on the Mount. In the next 21 days in our prayer and fasting, we shall be looking at the Sermon on the Mount. And I'll come here every Sunday and I will teach you a little about Jesus. Because this Jesus, we must understand him. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is paramount for all of us who have decided to follow Jesus Christ to read and understand the Sermon on the Mount and to live by it. Therefore, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Like I said, I've never done this. This is the first time I'm doing it. God helped me in the first service, and I was successful in doing it. I believe it will be successful. The Sermon on the Mount was preached in one day by Jesus. When he saw the multitude, he took the disciples with him, and he went. The disciples came to him. He went to the mountain. Everybody came to him, and then he sat down and taught them this. Now, I want you to bring out your Bible, because you are going to be online as you are going, and we are going to look at the Sermon on the Mount. Are you ready? Now, if you don't have your Bible, look at the screen. I don't want you playing with your telephones, because we have started a process of making you be like Jesus, making you hear the teachings of Jesus, and to conforming you in the image of God. Anybody playing with their telephone is outside the will of God, and you are not for us. You are a distraction. Please turn it off and look at the TV, except, of course, if you are looking at, I don't even want you to read your Bible in your phone. I'd rather you look at here and follow. Amen? Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Or blessed are the humble. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? Everybody, they shall be called what? I pray that you are not the troublemaker in your family. I pray that you are not the one causing everybody in your family to suffer. I pray that you are not the one giving your mother or your father a hard time. That you are an easy child in the name of Jesus. And that when there is trouble in your family, you are always seeking to make peace. The Bible calls you a son of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and call you all kinds of, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let's do 16 together. Let your light, everybody open your mouth. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Verse 17, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth passes away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does first and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of you of old, you shall not murder. But whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause, even with a cause, shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and you remember, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge hands you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. What this portion is saying is that be at peace. Always try to resolve issue. Don't go to law. But I said we will teach it later. Verse 27. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right hand eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason, except for sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. And my question is, how about the man? What about him? But we shall not fight. Verse 33. Again, you had heard that it was said of those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all. Do not swear at all. Do not swear at all. Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your yes be what?
Yes.
And your no be?
No.
For whatever is more than these is from the devil, or from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go 2 with him. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than the others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, everybody, you shall be just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will do what? How will he reward you? And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard by their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask them. I want you to personalize that verse. Let's say it. Therefore, I will not be like them, for my Father knows the things I have need of before I ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not let us into temptation. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Some of you, this is the first time you pray today, but it's okay. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your
trespasses.
Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men. Have you seen these people, outside men? They say, in fact, this has me, is worrying me. One has me, and I die for that. But let's go on. For they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will love the other, the one, and despise the other. Everybody, you cannot serve God and... Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. 33, let's read together. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Judge not that you be not judged. But I will add here, judge yourself. If you don't judge yourself, we will judge you. That is not there, but you will see it in another scripture one day. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eyes, but do not consider the plank in your own eyes? Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes. Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swines, lest they trample them under your feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Let's do seven together. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. To everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? And if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, let's read together. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are who, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and a few who find it. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes for thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, everybody, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as a scribe. Clap your hands unto the Lord. The Lord concluded by admonishing the disciples to hear the word and do it. I want you to know that if you listen to these words and do them, you will be wise. You will live wisely and you will live victoriously. When you hear and do, you are building a solid life that cannot be moved and nothing can overcome you. These scriptures will sustain you through challenges you will inevitably encounter in life. And obedience makes you to stand like a solid rock. But disobedience will ruin you. Obedience to this word will eventually lead you to becoming like Jesus. Actually, he was teaching us who he was. He was teaching us how to live because that is how he lived. My prayer and desire for all of us is that we will take these teachings of Jesus to heart, do them, and be like him. Praise the Lord. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Have you ever had a message like this before? Hallelujah. Wasn't that wonderful? Let's clap to the Lord. In this message, Jesus talked about the Word, about the Spirit, about prayer, about fasting, about giving, about treating people right, about everything. Everything. I want to charge you this week. Read this thing 5 times. I have read it like 6 times now. Yesterday I read it like 3 or 4 times. I just read it. It's powerful. It will set you on solid ground. If you want to sin, it will stop you. You want to get angry with somebody, you will remember. You want to be nasty, you will remember. It's just, they're amazing scriptures. And when you do them, you stand on the rock. Pray to the Lord. I want you to open your mouth and just pray, Father, please help me. I want to be like you. Father, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. I want to act like you. I want to talk like you. I want to think like you. I want to respond like you. I want to behave like you. Lord, that this word will not fall to the ground. Lord, that this word will not fall to the ground. Father, that divorce will not be my portion, our portion. God, that hypocrisy will not be our portion. Wickedness will not be our portion. That we are good trees, that only good comes out of us. That my fruits are good. That I don't worry. I don't worry about anything. I serve only you. I do not serve money. I do not serve money. I do not serve anything. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I ask that you forgive our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that your righteousness is our portion. That in you we live and move and have our being. Lord, we have decided to follow you. No turning back. No turning back. We have put our hands to this plow. Lord, we shall not look back. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that amongst us today are peacemakers. We are meek. We are humble. We hunger and thirst after righteousness. Lord, that we will not be persecuted for doing wrong. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you amongst us, we will think of doing good to people because that is what we want them to do to us. That it is only what we want done to us that we will do to people. That will be our portion in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. We ate your word this morning and it is amazing. Your word is amazing. Chapter 5, amazing. Chapter 6, amazing. Chapter 7, amazing. Father, help us to judge ourselves so that nobody will judge us. Help us to correct ourselves so that nobody will have to correct us. Help us to do and be right so that nobody will have to insult us. In the name of Jesus. Father, make us like you. Make us like you. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Lead us not into temptation. Help us not to go to temptation. And when the devil leads us to temptation, help us to snap and say, no, we are not doing. And deliver us from all evil. In Jesus' name. Put your hands on your chest. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my heart. Sit on the throne in my heart. Be Lord. Be master. Be king. Rule. Reign. Direct. Shepherd me. Be the voice I hear. Be the voice I hear every day. Lead me. Guide me. Deliver me from evil. Help me, Lord. As from today, I call you master. I call you healer. I call you savior. I call you God. Be God in my life. I surrender to you. I hand over my mind, my spirit, my body, my whole body, my whole body, my whole body to you. I give you my eyes. I give you my mouth. I give you my ears. I give you my ears. I want to hear only your voice. I give you every private part of my body. I give you my body. I disallow sin. I disallow sickness. I disallow poverty over my life. Only your will be done in my life. Father, write my name in your Lamb's book of life. Write my name. On that day, I will be resurrected and I will fly with Jesus into glory. Satan, my relationship with you is over. Flesh, give up. Bad habits, die. 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 Sin, you have no power over me. Jesus is my Lord and my Master. Jesus, from today, I will follow you. I will listen to your teachings. I will obey them. I will imitate you. I will imitate you. Help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. 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 I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Oh, day after day, I live for Him. I live for Jesus. Let come what may. The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Hallelujah. I didn't pray for you on crossover night. I'll pray for you right now. Amen. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit. Kalebo sikalianda dabaleko rabahanda. Lekambro dokoshke de banda la labanze kete lihibra nanda. Ekonomonse ne mando lo lokombra da kale kosaya. Shalaba kura balika tele bosata bakanda da bali. Rabando koska balila bosha da banda da barabada. Zeleba cobra labanta liko silamanda la lacante. Neke neke ne mosoto bokosali boshataba kayale. Marada bakusa kataleba komba la labanta radaba. Zedebe debe de borohose kete de banda radabaliaba. Masuka la la mande de bosa kala la biliende de baya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will pray and you will answer. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day. This is the day you have made. This is the day you have made. And Lord, from the beginning, I declare that every day this year belongs to you. Every day of my life this year belongs to you. Every day in my life this year is for rejoicing. I will rejoice in every day you made, because you make every day. We thank you for this year. This is the year of the Lord. This is 2024 AD, after the death of Christ. And Lord, I declare that this year belongs to you. This year belongs to you. In my life, in my 62nd year of my life, it belongs to you. I want you to confess in your 50th, in your whatever year, give it to the Lord. This year belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that this year my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your spirit is the Holy Spirit will sit on your spirit this year. In the name of Jesus. That the Holy Spirit will sit on your mind this year. Your mind will be renewed by the washing of the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. Every old habit, every bad habit goes away. In the name of Jesus. That this year you will feed your spirit with the Word of God. Not with rubbish or junk. In the name of Jesus. That you will not put junk in your spirit this year. In the name of Jesus. You will not eat junk. You will not smoke junk. You will not inhale junk. You will not ingest junk. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of addiction over your life. I break the power of addiction over your life. I break the power of sexual immorality in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of poverty over your life. In the name of Jesus. I break the stronghold of sin. The stronghold of sin. I pull it down. I pull it down from your life. In the name of Jesus. I declare that Jesus is Lord over your life. And Jesus will reign supreme in your life. In the name of Jesus. This year your devotion will be solid. You will wait on the Lord in the name of Jesus. You will wait on the Lord in the name of Jesus. This year you will be in church in the name of Jesus. This year you will pray, you will fast, you will give. In Jesus' name. I declare that you are a generous person. You are a generous giver. You give to your family. You give to your neighbors. You give to people you know and people you don't know. You give to God. You give to God. I declare that you are a tither, a solid tither. You do not hop, step, and jump. That you give consistently in the name of Jesus. You give your offerings, your first fruit, and every offering. That you build the kingdom of God with your resources and your time in the name of Jesus. You will not withhold more than you are supposed to keep. You will give abundantly. You will give abundantly. You are an abundant giver in the name of Jesus. This year, harvest will come to you. As you give, you will be getting. Before it even goes, more will come. And you will have back-to-back supply. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will hold the things of the world loosely. Nothing, no mammon will hold your heart. That you serve only the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus. I bless your family. I bless the head of your family. I bless the woman in your family. I bless your children. I bless your children. I bless your animals. In the name of Jesus. None of us will bury our children. None of us will bury our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Our households will be intact. In the name of Jesus. I speak healing to you right now. I curse every sickness trying to raise its ugly head in your body. I curse it to the root. Sickness, I command you to die. I command you to dry up. I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. Father, on that note, I speak life to Ufot, life to Obinna, life to Miss Michelia. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Ufot, rise up and walk. Michelia, rise up and walk. Obinna, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus. We take authority first in the spirit, and we know it is manifesting in the flesh. This year, I declare that your businesses are blessed.
Amen.
Your businesses are blessed.
Amen.
Everything you lay your hands to do will be successful.
Amen.
Every godly enterprise is blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I stand as the pastor of this place, and I curse every bad business.
Amen.
People selling alcohol, people selling God doing alcohol, people selling, doing 419, people doing scams, I curse it to the root.
Amen.
It shall not prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any business that hurts anybody, I curse it.
Amen.
I curse it. Dry up to the root.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless your going out this year.
Amen.
And your coming out.
Amen.
I speak joy over you.
Amen.
You will be joyful this year.
Amen.
You will be joyful this year.
Amen.
I speak peace over you.
Amen.
Peace in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Peace to every storm in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Peace to every storm in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And this year you will be more.
Amen.
You will do more.
Amen.
You will accomplish more.
Amen.
You will bless more.
Amen.
You will give more.
Amen.
And you will have more. Through you, many people will be blessed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare this year a fruitful year for you.
Amen.
Fruitful in your spirit.
Amen.
Fruitful in your mind.
Amen.
Fruitful in your body.
Amen.
Children will be conceived this year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command fibroids to dry up.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let there be progress in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pronounce every one of you within the sound of my voice blessed.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
May he be gracious to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May you prosper in all things.
Amen.
From this time until forevermore.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. 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 Before you go, I want you to know that you are not alone. You can never be alone. You have a family, your natural family. You have the care group. You have this church, and you have me. I may not know your name, but I love you. I love you because you come here. And I love you because you are a member here. I pray for you every day. I may not call your name, but God knows your name. And so when I pray for the members, everybody under my sphere of influence, I cover you. I want you to know that my spirit follows you. Just like the spirit of God follows you, I follow you for good. Not to witch hunt you, not to press your neck at night, but I follow you in joy and in peace. Every time I want you to hear my voice saying, be in joy, be in power. Be in peace and prosper. God bless you. Where am I seeing you tomorrow? Where am I seeing you tomorrow? Doing what? Doing what? Fasting and praying. Take care of yourselves. Fashion the devil. And this year, you no go suffer. Charity. I know go grie. Miracles must follow me. I no go gree,
oh.
I must prosper. I must walk in health. Satan must bow for me.
I no go
gree, oh. I no go gree, oh. Miracles will follow me. That must be your portion. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.